The UConn women's basketball team will play in their 11th straight Final Four this weekend. No team in either the men's or women's game has ever done that. But not everyone thinks that's a good thing. Connecticut Public Radio's Daniela Marulanda reports.
UConn obliterated St. Francis in the first round of the NCAA tournament this year, scoring 94 points in the first half. Kia Nurse is a senior guard on the team.
We played a pretty good game of basketball. You know, whether you want it to be good or bad for the game, we played almost a perfect game.
But the win and the rest of their play in the tournament has revived an old debate. Are the Huskies too dominant? Dan Shaughnessy, the sports columnist and associate editor for the Boston Globe, has accused coach Gina Auriemma of bullying opponents.
Not a fan of landslides and lopsided games, and they're involved in so many of those, and this is not their fault. I mean, they're great. They have a great coach, great players. I just feel that until there's more parity in their sport, I don't think it helps the sport pick up interest or helps viewership.
David Berry is an economics professor at Southern Utah University. In a recent column for Forbes, he said UConn is not the reason women's basketball isn't growing. The problem is the coverage.
I think it is the case that women's sports gets less coverage than men's. I mean, and again, it's men telling the story. So men are telling the story, and they don't pay as much attention to women's sports.
Berry also says most sports are imbalanced, and that has not made fans turn their attention away. He uses the NBA and men's college basketball as examples. Besides, where would women's basketball be without UConn? That's the question Quinnipiac head coach Tricia Favre asked after her team lost in the second round of the tournament to UConn.
If Gina was not here with UConn, where is women's basketball? I think it's the complete opposite. What he has done to the sport, how he's gone out and built, and then he built that rivalry playing with Tennessee. I mean, if we don't have Gina, we don't have UConn's dominance, who's truly paying attention to the sport?
Nurse says the team isn't listening to the critics. They're focused on winning their 12th national championship.
You want to see the fundamentals. You want to see all that good stuff happen. So you either want that or you want a bad game of basketball. Pick your poison.
This season, UConn has beaten every ranked opponent they face and could potentially play Mississippi State, the team that snapped their 111th winning streak last year, in Sunday's championship game. Daniela Marulanda, Connecticut Public Radio.